KQED.
From KHSU FM on the North Coast, this is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We are going to spend the entirety of today's show on 4th Street in Eureka. Here, the sky is hazy from the Southern California fire, some 600 miles away. The air is unseasonably warm. And traffic in this small town is sparse, except for the groups of people who walk back and forth between a one-mile stretch of land on the main drag here. One of those men who is walking on the gray concrete outside of the Humboldt County Jail is Earl Gordon, and he just got out of jail. Gordon is a skinny man with oversized black pants which fall down with each step he takes.
Buy a belt that will keep my pants up.
Do you need a belt?
I'm not a gangster, man.
No, it's okay. Meaning he walks two steps, pulls up his pants, then walks two more steps. His face is busted up, like he spent the night sleeping on a pillow that was made of fists.
They have so bad, so many times over here, and they beat my in the jail cell. Every time, it's police brutality. I'm hoping that I can get the top grade lawyer, because these guys, I'm suing the man. I will make my millions off of them. They have wronged me for the last time.
To make it very clear, Earl Gordon was not brutalized by the police. Later, he would explain that he, in fact, was beat up by a friend of his. But then as I begin to inquire more about his story, he tells me that his limp was from an injection of methamphetamine he gave himself 20 years ago.
In 1997, I was on a lot of dope. I was trying to check out, bro. Okay, I couldn't handle it no more.
He begins crying.
And when I finally did, I took 3 100s to the neck.
That's a lot of methamphetamine.
And this is how they try and get me every time. I'm not on meth.
Moments later, he tells me he is actually very, very high on methamphetamine. During which time I ask him what he looks forward to, what he's hopeful for.
Bro, I got a rock in my pocket that says hope. Yes.
Just in case you didn't quite catch it, Gordon says he has a meth rock in his pocket with the word hope. At any given time on this stretch of road between two pawn shops and the county jail, there are scores of people, like Gordon, seemingly on the verge of a mental health crisis.
And when people drive through here and they say, this is the, you know, the walking dead come to life, you know, we have zombies everywhere.
This is Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel. He oversees the jail, a jail which Gordon and 14 others were released from this past Monday. Hansel is a new sheriff who grew up here. His dad was a police officer, and he's seen Eureka morph from a lumber town into one of California's most dangerous and drug-addicted communities. There are 130,000 residents in this county, and astonishingly, there have been more than a 500,000 free needles passed out to opioid addicts just in the past 6 months. This area has almost as many murders as Salinas, despite being much lower in population. And it has more murders than the East Bay town of Richmond. It has a violent crime rate that is climbing. And meanwhile, unlike almost every other area on the West Coast, Humboldt County property values are depreciating a little less than 1% annually. Sheriff Hansel says right now, Humboldt County lacks hope.
Yeah, we always saw the homelessness, we always saw the issues with it, but you just see it, it's become so commonplace that people don't even call us anymore when someone's, you know, going through some kind of a psychotic episode. And yet they wait till they break a window or become assaulted before they call 911 because people are just out of their mind everywhere.
You also believe that the state is not doing enough to help this community and other communities.
Yeah, so since AB 109 was passed, and you know, jail overcrowding caused the governor to get AB 109 back in 2011.
The realignment bill.
And so we have a lot of our people that that were in state prison, you know, are now out, and they're the county responsibility. And what we used to have here is a jail that dealt with all the public nuisance issues, the misdemeanors, the drunken publics, the low-level crime that usually had to do with drug addiction or some kind of an issue where we try to give them services, wrap them services, and while they're sober, get them in an area where they can actually become a good member of society. And so those public nuisance issues, they never get that time to become sober in jail in order to become a, you know, make a clear rational decision. And so that's what we've seen that as a big shift here in Humboldt County.
So basically what you're saying is that the place where the intervention would happen has gone away. But if that makes it sound like then the only way to kind of handle it here in Humboldt is on the back end.
Yeah, and that's how we've dealt with it forever. And I think we have to, as a state, we have to have a shift. Let's stop that process from happening in the first place. What causes homelessness? What causes these people to make these decisions and go that way? And I just say, wherever you are, there's going to be those things. You just have to make right decisions from the get-go. But it does. It makes me nervous for my kids to be up, you know, being exposed to that.
It's Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel speaking in his office. As for Earl Gordon, man in crisis you heard at the beginning of the show. I saw him the next day in Eureka. He was smoking meth at a gas station near the jail. Gordon didn't remember who I was.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation, advancing healthcare that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org.
Special thanks to our partners at KHSU on the campus of Humboldt State University in Arcata. Of course, and this is very important, not everything is dreary here. There are lots of great people, good eats, and of course some of the most majestic natural wonders you will ever lay your eyes on. We want to hear your stories of Humboldt County. Email us at calreport@kqed.org. As for now, this has been the California Report for Thursday, December 14th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great day.